Country Joe and the Fish from the LP Electric Music for the Mind and Body. I think I'm joining the band of angels they were talking about tonight, as a matter of fact. It's going to be a good night, I can tell. 5 minutes past 12. Hello, it's nice to have you in the Perfume Garden tonight. And we will wander together and look at nice things through leafy bowers and stuff like this, and we find some interesting things together. Here are Canned Heat, and this is one of my favourite records at the moment, as you may have gathered. It's called Rolling and Tumbling. Oh, I hope you like that one as much as I do. Those are Canned Heat, which is a good name, and that's Rolling and Tumbling. And we've got lots of interesting things tonight, as a matter of fact, and some letters and postcards that people have sent us. While I get organised, here's David Blue, and this is called I'd Like to Know. I already do, I think. I'm finding out, anyway. It's David Blue from an Electra LP, and it's called I Want to Know. This is John Peel, your head gardener, so to speak, in the Perfume Garden. Play on words! What will he do next? Here's Jeff Beck and the B-side of Tallyman, and it is called Rock My Plimsoll. Oh, do you see the white light cascading from his guitar? Do you see it? That's Jeff Beck, and called Rock My Plimsoll, you see. Jasper McAdam is one of the more beautiful people in Liverpool, and out of a great number of beautiful people up there, and he wears a Perfume Garden badge, and he's had no effect with it so far. So if you see anybody wandering around Liverpool with a Perfume Garden badge, the chances are that it will be Jasper McAdam. And he writes me a nice letter about sparrows, and he asks me to play a record for him, which I shall very happily do. He wants to hear the Beatles, who doesn't, and George Harrison, and I Want to Tell You, the Jasper McAdam of Liverpool. We've all got time. That's George Harrison, and I Want to Tell You, and that, of course, is from Revolver, isn't it? Yes. When I was in California, I lived in a little wooden house, and it was in an orchard, and there were hills on three sides, and there was sunshine all the time during the day. Sunshine, it was so beautiful. And while we were there, we had a little pup, just a little tiny poodle, the smallest one that had ever been born, as a matter of fact. It would have been worth thousands, you know, if you wanted to have it worth money and things. But it was worth much more than that, actually, because it was so small, and yet it really knew what was going on. Take my word for it. It was the most, you know, it was the most aware poodle dog of all time. And it just ran around behind me, and when I stopped, it would just fall, because it couldn't sit down, just fall backwards and sit and look at me and squeak. And it was a lovely little thing, and it used to run around very, very quickly when it wanted to go in the other direction. It couldn't turn around. Just run very quickly and dig its front feet in and spin round in its own length and then come the other way. And it was a marvellous little dog, and it meant a lot to me. And so I'd like to play a record. He never had a name, he's just called Pup. And so this is for Pup and for Teensy and the White Rabbit, because we love them.